Welcome to Reconquest on the Crusade Channel of the Veritas Radio Network. This is Brother Andre Marie coming to you from St. Benedict's Center in Richmond, New Hampshire. Our websites are catholicism.org and reconquest.net. My email address is bam@catholicism.org. I can also be found easily on Twitter @brother_Andre and on Facebook. The topic this evening is a fifth column in the Catholic Church. And my guest is Joe Doyle, the executive director of the Catholic Action League of Massachusetts. Before we get to the subject matter in the interview with Joe Doyle, I just want to reiterate the standing offer that we've got for a free blessed rosary and rosary pamphlet that was written and printed up by our sisters. We spoke about that a couple of weeks ago. It's a standing offer. Anyone listening to this show, Catholic or non-Catholic, who would like a free blessed rosary with a rosary pamphlet on how to say the rosary and instructions on the meditations and all, please send me an email with your physical address in it. My address again is bam@catholicism.org. We've given away many of these so far, so we're happy to keep doing it to get people interested in praying the rosary. And if you listen to the show tonight, if you listen to this episode, you might have more of a reason to pray the rosary than you thought, because we're talking about a fifth column in the Catholic Church and people who are working hard to subvert Catholic social order. And so without any further ado, I'm going to go to my guest. Good evening, Joe. Thanks for joining me.
As always, brother, I'm delighted to be here.
Thank you very much. Joe, thanks to Julian Assange and his WikiLeaks organization, we have a little bit of information on, as they say, how the sausage gets made. And the sausage makers in this particular instance being John Podesta, who's a Clinton campaign chairman, the Clinton campaign chairman for Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential bid. And he's also the former counselor to President Obama. His emails coming from and to Mr. Podesta showed back and forth with individuals about how they can institute a Catholic Spring. They also showed how much they really detest Catholics, real Catholics, and Catholic thinking on politics and society and so forth and moral issues. But I'm going to read, in order to set the pace, a little bit from an email exchange with the subject heading, Opening for a Catholic Spring? Just Musing. This is an email exchange between Sandy Newman and John Podesta. Sandy Newman is the president of Voices for Progress. And she herself is a Jew who's never been baptized. She's not a Catholic. She's sort of musing about how to revolutionize Catholic thinking. She says this to Podesta: this whole controversy with the bishops opposing contraceptive coverage, even though 98% of Catholic women and their conjugal partners have used contraception, has me thinking. There needs to be a Catholic Spring in which Catholics themselves demand the end of a Middle Ages dictatorship and the beginning of a little democracy and respect for gender equality in the Catholic Church. Is contraceptive coverage an issue around which that could happen? The bishops will undoubtedly continue the fight. Does the Catholic Hospital Association support the administration's new policy, together with the 98%, create an opportunity? And to this, now she's got more in the email, but to this, Podesta replies, we created Catholics in Alliance for the Common Good to organize for a movement like this, a moment like this. But I think it lacks the leadership to do so now. Likewise, Catholics United. Like most spring movements, I think this one will have to be bottom up. I'll discuss with Tara. Kathleen Kennedy Townsend is the other person to consult. Of course, the Kathleen Kennedy Townsend mentioned here is a member of the Kennedy political tribe from here in New England. And she's the daughter of Robert Kennedy, I believe. And so that's enough of this exchange. There's one more back and forth from Sandy Newman, but that gives us the flavor. So here we have two progressivist pro-abortion ideologues plotting, discussing how it is we can manipulate Catholic, they can manipulate Catholic opinion on the subject of abortion and birth control and things like that. So, Joe, is this something of a conspiracy, or is this too open to be a conspiracy?
Well, they really don't seem to be concealing it very well. If it is a conspiracy, I mean, this is really a classic textbook example, again, of fifth column activity of a Quisling organization, of a subversive organization. Their purposes here, first of all, are overtly political, which is to elect, far left wing, pro-abortion Democrats to public office, but they also wish to essentially subvert Catholic moral teaching, to create divisions within the Catholic community, and to really discredit the pro-life movement, which has been such a thorn in their side. So this is really something that we've seen before. It's a tawdry tactic. They plan to attack the Catholic Church, but by presenting themselves as Catholics themselves, they're trying to misdirect people and to immunize themselves from the charge of anti-Catholic bigotry.
So John Podesta says we created Catholics in alliance for the common good. So
And Catholics United.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. And these organizations are sort of set up as a fifth column in the church, or at least among people who call themselves Catholic, in order to oppose Catholic teaching, while at the same time professing to be Catholic, and they are not. I mean, these are not grassroots organizations, really, are they? These are funded by elites, right? I mean,
they're funded. By the way, just a point about Kathleen Kennedy Townsend, by the way, is the former pro-abortion lieutenant governor of Maryland. Mm-hmm. So you have another member of the Kennedy family who supports who supports abortion, who supports population control, who supports everything that the Catholic religion is opposed to. These groups are funded by largely by the Jewish Hungarian billionaire George Soros and his Open Society Institute, and of course who goes around the world funding left-wing movements, funding population control, funding the homosexual agenda, funding abortion. And in the case of Catholics United, they're also supported heavily by the Gill Foundation, which is established by Tim Gill, who is a prominent homosexual activist, LGBT so-called activist, who funds the promotion of homosexuality, the normalization of homosexual behavior, and so-called same-gender marriage. So the agenda of these groups, beyond the overtly partisan political agenda of electing left-wing Democrats, is of course to promote two of the sins that cry out to heaven for vengeance: the willful murder of the innocent, abortion, and the sin of impurity against nature, sodomy. So these groups are profoundly anti-Catholic, and again keep up this fraudulent pretense of being Catholic as a way to disguise their anti-Catholic intentions.
Now, I thought it was interesting. You mentioned that George Soros funds this organization, these organizations, Catholics in Alliance for the Common Good and Catholics United. George Soros, of course, is filthy rich. He's a multi-billionaire, and he funds all kinds of evil leftist, progressivist kind of organizations that are pro-abortion, pro open borders, pro all sorts of things that we call things that are associated with the far left of the political spectrum, include much of which is, of course, vitriolically anti-Christian and completely immoral, completely contrary to the natural law as well. This, when Podesta talks about a bottoms-up organization, this is fakery, isn't it? I mean, this can't be legit.
Well, it's also the futility of it. All of these organizations are letterheads that are heavily funded and that are controlled by elites. You remember one of the most infamous groups is, of course, Catholics for Choice, formerly Catholics for Free Choice. And I had a radio debate many years ago with Frances Kissling, who was the president of it, and she admitted on the air that they had no members. They actually had no members at all. It was just an office that was and a staff that was funded, and again, they were heavily funded by the abortion industry and by the contraceptive industry, and by the way, by Hugh Hefner's Playboy Foundation, among other things. So these groups are all.
And she denied being funded by the contraceptive industry, but you wrote an article on this, and it's going to be linked from the Reconquest.net page for this show. You wrote an article where you called her out on it, and you found the source of her funding, and you could tell her exactly how much she got from a corporation that was they made some sort of a spermicidal foam or something, some kind of contraceptive foam.
EMCO contraceptive foam, this was a major source of her funding. So these groups are just front groups, you know, and they're really just they resemble these kind of Communist Party front groups that were set up during the Cold War by the Soviet Union, and it's the same tactic. It's to create these subversive organizations to misdirect and mislead and divide their opponents and to promote their agenda while concealing their true purposes, which of course again is all of these groups, Catholics in Alliance for the Common Good and Catholics United and Catholic Democrats and others, want legal, unrestricted, and publicly funded abortion. They want the complete implementation of the homosexual agenda, including same gender so-called marriage. They want population control. They want government and private employer funding and even church funding, institutional funding of contraceptive coverage. They want again everything that is opposed to divine and natural law. And again, that they carry on the pretense of being Catholic so as to avoid the stigma of anti-Catholicism, which is precisely what they're engaged in.
Now, Joe, just to back up a little bit in these, getting back to the WikiLeaks revelations, not exactly along the same lines as this, not the same content, not the same particular emails, but other emails revealed various techniques that were kept by the that were used by the Clinton campaign in their efforts to win the presidency for their candidate. And these folks discussed how they would plant certain people, some of whom were extremely unstable, unsavory characters, very obnoxious characters, at Trump rallies to do all kinds of zany things to try to detract attention from Trump and this and that. And while I'm certainly not in a position to endorse a candidate, and that's not what I have in mind here at all, you're seeing from these very same people how it is that they manipulate reality. They hire agents to go in and do extreme things to make the other candidate look bad or something like that, and do all of this chicanery, and then the claim is that this was somebody who was representing Trump or some Trump supporter who's really insane, and then they can point to him and say, see what these people are like.
Well, again, these people really are cultural Marxists, and they're taking a page out of the Marxist Book of Tactics, which is to have agents, provocateurs, go in and create disruption and create disorder, and then discredit the institution that is in fact the victim of this planned infiltration. You know, one of the ways that the Soviets took over in Eastern Europe in the late 1940s was that they would foment riots and strikes and demonstrations and all sorts of insurrection and disorders in the streets of Eastern European capitals, and then they'd insist they were just sending Russian troops in to restore order and to rescue these people from the forces of anarchy, of course, which were the Soviets had set into motion. Mm-hmm. So again, this is very, very typical. It's not original. It's a very long-standing tactic used by cultural Marxists, used by communists. to destabilize countries and institutions which they target for destruction.
So again, when we're talking about George Soros funding these organizations, that means that these folks are bankrolled by a filthy rich man who's an ideologue who's committedly opposed to Catholic moral teaching on all these issues, including infanticide. And he's going to be he's funding these people who set up these fake organizations, and in order to manipulate the appearance as if this is a Catholic grassroots organization of faithful Catholics who want to be change agents in the church. But meanwhile, the change agents are complete outsiders. These are not this is not Catholic source money. It's coming from the Playboy Foundation or Soros or organizations like this, which have some sort of, or the contraceptive companies or the abortion industry, Planned Parenthood, a company. They're doing
Gill again, the Gill Foundation again, a huge homosexual activist. Yeah, it's very clearly these people are Quislings. These people are literally fifth columnists. Their loyalty is not to the Catholic faith. It's not to the Catholic community. It's not to the Catholic Church. Their loyalty are to their paymasters, like Soros and Gill and others. And of course, their loyalty is to the Hillary campaign and to the Democratic Party. And their purpose again is to misdirect. It's to destabilize. It's to divide. To divide and conquer. Divide et impera. It is to subvert and it's to confuse Catholics. You know, they're the architects of confusion here, and their goal is to create controversy and disorder inside the Catholic community, and to carry out this attack on the Church, on divine and natural law, on Catholic moral teaching, and on the constitutional rights of Catholics. In the case of this Obama, you know, contraceptive mandate, while again concealing their anti-Catholic agenda by pretending to be Catholics themselves. They're traitors. The people involved in this, and they're not Catholics. They're enemies of the faith. They're enemies of the Catholic community, and they're misappropriating the Catholic name to conceal their agenda.
And you exposed Frances Kissling quite well in the article that you wrote on her, which is called, again, that article is called Agent of Influence, and I'll have a link to it from reconquest.net. But Frances Kissling is admittedly not a Catholic in any meaningful sense of the term. She doesn't believe that Jesus Christ was God. She doesn't believe that she doesn't go to confession. She doesn't go to Sunday Mass. She doesn't have any of the earmarks of what constitutes a Catholic, except for baptism, which she can't take away. She doesn't have. So
yeah, she actually said she doesn't pray.
Yeah, she never prays the rosary.
How do you claim to be a Catholic? She said she re-entered the church. She left the church and re-entered it as a change agent. And, of course, she was the head. She's retired now from Catholics for Free Choice, now Catholics for Choice. But she was the head of the National Abortion Federation, which was the trade association of the abortion industry. That is to say, an organization, an association of actual abortionists. Owners of abortion clinics.
And she owned two abortion clinics, one in Pelham and one in Manhattan, I think, right?
Right, and she also helped set up illegal abortion clinics in Mexico. So this person, again, was funded by the contraceptive industry, was funded by Hugh Hefner, was funded by all the various enemies of the faith, and their purpose, again, was to get into the media. And, of course, organizations like the New York Times and the Boston Globe treated this organization seriously and didn't expose its true origins and its true purposes, and it gave the impression there was a large number of Catholics that were opposed to church teaching about contraception and about abortion. And I think, by the way, it's an interesting comment that even in the kind of current debilitated state of American Catholicism, where it's, you know, so many Catholics, including our leadership, seems to have conformed to the culture, the left is still concerned over the fact that there is still grassroots Catholic militancy on the life issue, and they still seen in the pro-life movement, Catholics determined to stop the slaughter of the innocent, and this, of course, is something that alarms them and concerns them. And one of the purposes of these groups is to discredit the pro-life movement by constantly trying to make it out to be an arm of the Republican Party, and by suggesting every time a pro-life spokesman or even a bishop or a priest speaks out about moral issues, that's really code language for vote Republican.
Uh-huh. Joe, we have to go to break. So let's hold that thought there. You're listening to Reconquest on the Crusade Channel of the Veritas Radio Network. Radio the way it should be.
You're listening to Reconquest with Brother Andre Marie, seeking that which was lost and fighting for it. Exclusively on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.